Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Mark Twain once wrote, "When in doubt, tell the truth." Fortunately, not everyone in history shared that view, or music history would be a lot less interesting. This hour on Harmonia will ferret out lies and liars in early music. From fibs to falsification, cover-ups to conspiracies, welcome to the Liars Club. We'll also be hearing some medieval music, including music of Oswald von Falkenstein in a featured release by Ensemble Leonis.
Thank you.
vocal and instrumental music from The Dawn of Joy, a CD featuring viol player and multi-instrumentalist Shira Common and the late viol and viol virtuoso Margrethe Tindemans. We heard Per alla Grecia, a 14th century song by Francesco Landini, paired with the instrumental dance Istampita alla Grecia. Is honesty the best policy? Your parents may have told you so, but lies are as old as human history, and not all of them are villainous. We'll sample many flavors of falsehood this hour as we embark on a musical tour of prevarication, deception, and deceit. Nothing breeds falsehood quite like adultery, and the alba, a subgenre of the poetry of the medieval troubadours, dealt specifically with the deception necessary for illicit love to flourish. Alba means dawn in the Provençal language, and secular albas were often exhortations to flee before dawn or risk getting caught. Some albas even spoke of a watchman who, at least most of the time, covered for the adulterous lovers. Only two albas survived with notated music. We'll take a listen to one of them. Here's Res Glorios, attributed to the 12th century composer Guiraud de Bonnet.
Thank you.
We heard Res Glorios, a version of the Alba, a genre of troubadour poetry focused on illicit love. Guiraud de Bournay was the composer, and Ars Antiqua de Paris recorded that performance. While Guiraud de Bournay's lovers aren't named, some scholars think they might be the legendary adulterers Tristan and Isolde. There are many variations of their story, from 12th century accounts all the way up through the opera by Richard Wagner, but none of the stories end well. The Lamento di Tristano, an instrumental work from a 14th century Italian manuscript, gives musical voice to Tristan's inevitable pain. In the manuscript, the lamento is paired with la rota, a quick postscript of a dance. Let's hear viol virtuoso Shira Kamen playing both pieces, the Lamento di Tristano and la rota.
Thank you.
music exploring the aftermath of adulterous love. We heard the Lamento di Tristano and La Rota, two anonymous pieces from medieval Europe performed by viol player Shira Kamen. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Not all lies are nefarious. Research suggests most people lie at least once or twice a day, about as often as they brush their teeth. And most of those lies are what they call white lies, designed to keep your great aunts happy and civilization running. Sometimes lies can even do some good. Take the case of Fanny Mendelssohn, a talented composer, pianist, and conductor who also happened to be a woman. Women in 19th century Germany did many things, but publishing their musical compositions wasn't one of them. Fanny wrote upwards of 500 pieces, but only a few were ever published, some of those under the byline of her brother, the well-known composer Felix Mendelssohn. Let's hear music by the lesser-known sibling. Here's Fanny Mendelssohn's Zauberkreis, or Circle of Magic, performed by the mezzo-soprano Pamela Dilal with Vivian Montgomery. Music by Fanny Mendelssohn, who early in her career published some music under her brother's name. We heard a later work, Zauberkreis, or Circle of Magic, performed on voice and fortepiano by mezzo-soprano Pamela Dalal and keyboardist Vivian Montgomery. What would opera be without lies? Many a musical drama hinges on untruths, and disguise, in particular, seems to be catnip for librettists. The plot of George Frederick Handel's opera Alcina is full of dissembling. The heroine, Bradamante, disguises herself as her brother in order to rescue Ruggiero, her fiancé, from the enchantments of the sorceress Alcina. Alcina herself is a master of disguise. Her island abode may be a barren desert, but through magic she makes it resemble a lush paradise. Ruggiero sings the aria Verdi Prati after his illusions fall away and the ugly truth is laid bare. Let's hear Ruggiero's Song of Disillusion, sung by Susan Graham, in a recording from Les Arts Florissants under the direction of William Christie.
Thank you.
That was Les Arts Florissants, under the direction of William Christie, offering a piece from George Frederick Handel's Alcina, sung by Susan Graham in the role of Ruggiero. In this opera, Bradamante disguises herself as her brother, but she's certainly not opera's only cross-dresser. A darker example of gender bending comes from the libretto for the final opera of Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi. L'Incoronazione di Poppea tells the story of the adulterous love between Nero and Poppea, and takes place in a palace full of scheming. In one such scheme, the nobleman Ottone dresses in women's clothes in order to kill Poppea in her garden. He fails in his murder attempt, and Poppea lives to join Nero in singing Pur ti miro, one of the 17th century's most famous love duets. Let's hear Pur ti miro from a production of Poppea by René Jacobs and Concerto Vocale.
Oh.
adulterous love in ascendance, at least for now, in the song Pur ti miro, a duet from Monteverdi's opera L'Incoronazione di Poppea. René Jacobs and Concerto Vocale performed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. Humans have been writing about lies ever since writing and lying existed. In Genesis, the opening book of the Hebrew Bible, the snake in the Garden of Eden lies to Eve about what will happen if she eats the apple. She tastes the fruit, and the rest, as they say, is history. The snake's lie, Eve's decision, and Adam's subsequent fall have been depicted in centuries worth of art and music. And in our next segment, we'll hear three pieces based on a Lutheran hymn tune, Durch Adams Fall ist ganz verderbt, by Lazarus Spengler. Spengler's text doesn't beat around the bush, as you can hear in its English translation of the hymn's first verse. All mankind fell in Adam's fall. One common sin infects them all. From sire to son the bane descends, and over all the curse impends. Johann Sebastian Bach used Spengler's hymn tune several times, and its eighth stanza is the chorale for BWV 18, Gleich wie der Regen und Schnee von Himmel fällt, or As the Rain and Snow Fall from Heaven. Let's hear that chorale, followed by an aria from the same cantata, Mein Seelenschatz ist Gottes.
Seelenschatz ist Gottes Wort. Mein Seelenschatz ist Gottes Wort. Es sind alle Schätze solche.
Music by J.S. Bach, a chorale and aria from one of his early church cantatas, Gleich wie der Regen und Schnee von Himmel fällt. We heard Gillian Keith singing under the direction of John Elliott Gardiner. Bach wasn't the only composer attracted to Adam's Fall. Let's hear one more treatment of that tune, this time in the hands of Dietrich Buxtehude, a composer Bach greatly admired. Ulrich Spang Hansen is the organist. Durch Adams Fall ist ganz verderbt, a chorale prelude by the German composer Dietrich Buxtehude, performed on the organ by Ulrich Spang Hansen. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Though he may not be a household name, the poet, knight, and medieval composer Oswald von Falkenstein left behind a rich body of work. Among other genres, Falkenstein composed Tagelieder, the German equivalent of the Provençal Alba, songs that dealt with illicit lovers scurrying for cover at the break of day. In a CD released on the Christophorus label in 2014, Ensemble Leones, a German early music ensemble, offers works by Falkenstein, songs that are pious, body, and everything in between. The CD is entitled The Cosmopolitan, and we'll hear two tracks. First up, Ach, sinnliches Leiden, arranged for vocal ensemble, and after that we'll hear an instrumental arrangement of Wes mich mein Bull ich hat erfreut.
Gerüst mit manchem Seufzen Schoß.
We heard two pieces by Oswald von Falkenstein from our featured release, The Cosmopolitan, a CD from the German early music group Ensemble Leones, directed by Mark Levon. Let's conclude with music from Levon's instrumental arrangement of Falkenstein's song, Ich Klag. Learn more about recent early music releases like this one, Ensemble Leones recording The Cosmopolitan, Songs of Oswald von Falkenstein, on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Janelle Davis, John Bailey, Elizabeth Clark, and Joe Goetz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.